Nolte, far-left NBC sends anti-Trump activist Yami Shalsandor to White House briefing room. By John Nolte on January 16, 2025. Far-left NBC News is signaling nothing will change by announcing anti-Trump activist Yami Shalsandor will return to the White House briefing room. "I'm heading back to the White House beat for NBC News to cover the second Trump administration," Shalsandor wrote on Twitter. "It's a true honor to be a journalist and I welcome all news tips and story ideas." One must admit, the lack of typos in that tweet is impressive considering the size of her fingers. On top of taking up room for two in the White House briefing room, Shalsandor regularly made headlines during Donald Trump's first term as a PBS White House correspondent starting in 2018. Shalsandor wasn't there to gather information from the Trump administration that she could then pass on to a public looking to be informed. By her own admission, became a journalist for the Free Buffet because of a woman named Mamie Till who used her pain to bend the moral arc of the universe toward justice in the name of her son. "She's an activist and her sick idea of justice is big government fascism where we are not allowed to criticize men participating in and ruining women's sports. She is a bully who polices speech. She's a liar who spreads fake hate hoaxes. She is a racial arsonist. She's a stooge for the Democrat Party who asked Kamala Harris this question just days before the election. I've talked to Americans from all across this country in all walks of life who are inspired by your story. What's your message to them as they are looking at your journey? Especially the history that you are making and might make as the first Black woman and Indian woman to break down this glass ceiling. And even now, of course, making the history that you're making now? Everyone knows who and what Shalsandor is, which tells us that after 4 years of lying and covering up to protect Joe Biden, NBC News is weaponizing itself to attempt to tear down Trump. But this is all good. We don't want outlets like NBC News to change. The more they behave in this way, the more they discredit themselves in the eye of the public, which has and will continue to cost them their influence. Watching Shalsandor grandstand and shout and make speeches in the White House briefing room is exactly what all Trump supporters should want. You see, we will never put the legacy media out of business. Well, maybe the Washington Post, but we have and can continue to expose their lack of professionalism and dishonesty to a point where they no longer matter. We now live in a world where the corporate media have lost control of the narrative. They told so many lies to annihilate Trump that the public trust Trump more than them. The legacy media find their lying selves downstream from new media and social media. We set the table. They respond to us instead of the other way around. So let me tell you, a loud, bigoted, not terribly bright activist like Shalsandor grandstanding in the briefing room will only help to keep them down. Pound for pound, Yami Shalsandor is a godsend to our case against the fake media. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.